This is Start With The Heart podcast. I'm your host, Anya Haas. In this episode, we will talk about how to turn off overworking mind, cluttered thoughts, and negative self-talk. I'll teach you how to gain clarity with mind cleansing technique. Have you noticed how the same quality of thoughts just pop in your head? And it's so hard to get rid of them, and they make the life much harder. For example, you are getting in your head and you are pre-planning your day, knowing that upon waking up, you would like to start your day by organizing your thoughts and starting writing a book, for example, or starting your project. You wake up in the morning, and then you know you have to sit and you have to create and you have to utilize your creative mind. And instead of sitting quietly and utilizing your mind, there is a thought coming in that will tell you, you're not able to do it. Or a thought that would say, call your sister. Find out what's going on in your sister's life. Or a thought that will pop in and say, you know what? Maybe you have to start cleaning in the bathroom because it's very dirty in there. So all of those thoughts that prevent you from doing what you're supposed to be doing at that time, and those thoughts that start to be certain way, they can go and escalate into even bigger self-negative thoughts to say, look, now you're procrastinate. Now you are a bad person. Why are you doing this? You're always doing this to yourself. You are not worthy. You are bad. All of those negative self-talks clutter your mind and create energy, stuck energy, that you are unable to proceed with your plan. This type of negative self-talk and negative thought pattern just make you feel tensed up, and it makes you feel anxious. And instead of opening you up into achieving your goal, they do the opposite. They shrink your energy. They close your energy. You start feeling so bad about yourself, and you decide to stop your action and do something different. When you are getting close to giving up, instead of letting go and stopping your action, I would rather invite you to do something opposite, to use this mind cleansing technique to help you to stay tuned in into your project, into your goal. This technique is connected to turning off this part of the brain that got stuck and focusing full attention on something that is outside of your body. For that reason, you will utilize all of your senses. By doing so, you are engaging into focusing on something that is outside of you, turning off this part of the brain that is looping and overreacting. By doing that, you become more relaxed, connected, and naturally calm. You also gain capacity to look at the same problem in a different perspective, which can help you to shift your belief system. This technique has few steps. Let's start with a thought, concept, or idea that is nagging you, that is not allowing you to go ahead and proceed with your project, and that is stressing you out. Instead of putting it on a side, I ask you to take a piece of paper and a pen and write down things that are associated with that thought or with that feeling or with this clutter. For example, I am a procrastinator. I'll write down things about my belief, about myself that are connected to my procrastination and how it affects my life. So I will write down, for example, it's adding stress to my life. I keep finding excuses not to focus on my work. I believe I'm not good enough, that I'm not worthy. Who would like to hear from me? Who would like to listen to my podcast? Who would like to take workshops with me? It's connected for me the fear of failing. I feel that I disappoint myself. It's also giving me a lot of stress. I feel overwhelmed. And I also tell myself that I don't have discipline and that's why it all happens. Now you can stop this podcast and write down for yourself everything that your negative self-talk is connected to and how it's affecting your life. And whenever you're ready, just come back to the next step. Now, we are going to disengage this part of the brain that supplies you with negativity. In order to do that, we are going to focus on something that is outside of our body for approximately 1 to 3 minutes. For example, I want you to focus and look at your thumb. Focus all of your attention and look on your thumb. And try to not notice anything else other than just your thumb. So look at the shape of your thumb, look at the colors of your thumb, and also you can look at the nail, how the nail looks like. Focus fully on your thumb. Now, I would like to ask you to expand your vision and notice everything in your vision outside of your thumb. And also, I want you to look at the thumb at the same time. Try to experience this broad vision. What is outside of the thumb? And also, look at the thumb at the same time. Look at everything at once. Now we are going to make a little shift. I want you to place your fingers on the piece of clothing that you are wearing and feel the fabric. You can place the fabric between your thumb and the first finger. And I want you just to feel the fabric. And I want you to focus full of your attention on the way it feels. What sensation does it produce inside of you? Do you feel that you like the way it feels? Does it feel soft or rigid, slicky? Is the fabric cool, warm, rigid, soft? Now let's switch again and focus on a sound outside of the room you're sitting in. For example, a sound of air conditioning, fridge, radio, outside traffic, kids playing or laughing outside, the sounds that are coming from the outside like wind. Now I would like for you to start listening of your own heartbeat. You can observe how your chest is reacting to the heartbeat, if the heartbeat is slow or faster. And now allow yourself to feel all at once the sound that comes from the outside, and at the same time, the feeling and the observation of your own heartbeat. Now let's go back to the same negative thought, pattern, concern, idea that you had before. My question to you is, can you find more resourceful and positive reasons for the same thought, for the same concern, for the same idea? For example, after this technique, this cleansing technique, when I write to on a piece of paper, I'm procrastinator, I also say to myself, I'm perfectionist, I need to master skills before sharing them, I'm very sensitive, I am scared of failure, I want to be accepted, I can get organized, I love myself, I care so much about others, that's why I'm scared of a failure. I care so much that I would like for others to accept me the way I am. Now it's your turn. What did you write about yourself after your mind was cleansed? You can take time, you can pause this podcast and come back to it whenever you're ready. Now we are going to focus on the last step. This last step is about integration of this exercise in your mind. When you start accepting this thought that is so nagging, for example, for me, it's procrastination. When I accept this fully and completely, and when you accept your negative thought or pattern fully and completely as a part of your experience, and you start looking at it as it is not separate part from you, but it's all integral part of you, an expansion of who you are, then you start building new relationship with it. Instead of looking at it as something that is so depriving you, look at it as it gives you opportunity. And when you are understanding what kind of opportunities does it give you and what kind of other thoughts that before were limiting, but right now they feel expanded, and then you can even start paying attention and looking at it in a broader view, you start seeing that there are more opportunities actually for you to become more successful. Because every of those nagging thoughts actually contains positive value on some level. To find this positive value on a specific level, it's the opportunity for you to start growing in that direction. Please ask yourself, what value does this concern bring into your life? Please let me know if this exercise helped you to shift the way you feel about negative self-talk or negative pattern or overwhelmed mind or idea or concern. Thank you so much for listening to me. If you didn't have chance yet to subscribe to this podcast, please do so. Every week I share some interesting information about communication and belief system from energy and science point of view. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.